It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
We
have at least a milder weather coming in. You should be happy about that.
I would be happy about that, except you know what happened all day again yesterday at my house?
Yeah, it snowed.
That light little grimy snow that if you don't go out and sweep it away and you leave it overnight,
It freezes.
So, I'm upset now, and we haven't even had any real winter. We had a couple inches of snow here and there, but we haven't even. Just imagine, I'm getting cranky now at things that don't even measure a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, I don't want to imagine, but you won't have to worry about it right through the weekend. Partly sunny, 45 to 50 today. Then it will be clear tonight, mid-20s, an opportunity to see the northern lights. So hope that the skies stay clear, and you will be able to see the northern lights tonight. And then sunny on Friday, 45 to 50. Saturday will be cloudy and mild with some showers developing in the afternoon. No big deal. Nothing heavy, nothing steady, 45 to 50. And clouds and some showers Sunday, lower 50s.
Now, let me ask you about Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Last weekend, I think this is like about 1,000 luminaries they're going to put out around the Sharon Green. But because of the heavy rain, the cold rain, they decided not to do it. They want to do it this Saturday. So what does it look like for that? Because remember, the luminaries are in paper bags.
Right. Well, again, there's definitely going to be showers around. I can't guarantee at this point that any spot will miss the showers. I would love to tell you that, but from what I can see right now, I would think that as we go beyond 12 noon, the probability at 12 noon on Saturday is about 40%. And by 6 p.m. dinner time, it's 70%.
Oh, so it gets worse as it goes into the evening.
Yeah, well, it only means that the chances are better that you'll see some showers through the afternoon and into the evening. But not much wind, and temperatures, again, will be in the 40s, so it'll at least be mild.
And Sunday, there won't be any rain at all.
Yeah, Sunday showers.
I'm looking at the long-range forecast for next weekend. That doesn't look good either.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
Why are you looking ahead so far?
Because I'm figuring they might have to push it off one more week.
Oh. Well, I can't vouch for next weekend, but I will tell you this. Starting next week and into the following week, which is Christmas week, the southern jet stream is going to become very active, and there's going to be all eyes are going to be on that because there are definitely going to be storms in the south that are going to try to come north. Starting next week and continuing into Christmas week. So yours truly is going to have some busy times ahead.
Is there any cold air banked up to the north of us that might sneak in?
Well, there will be cold air. And at times it may be only marginal. And other times it could actually be forceful. So, because you have the northern jet stream and the southern. And I could see some clash. Okay. So I think the weather is going to definitely be anti-Marshall starting next week.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens, right? it's definitely going to be anti-Marshall anyway, because even though are we going to get above 50 or just a 50?
I would think we'd get above 50.
This is on Saturday, right?
Sunday.
All right. That would be a nice break. If we could get above 50, that would be nice.
You may do it too on Saturday. You may go to low 50 Saturday, and Sunday you may go to low to maybe even mid 50s. Because, again, none of these showers are like, hours and hours of rain and heavy. They're here and there. And I have a feeling on Sunday that the showers may pass through early, and then in the afternoon you may even see a little bit of sun. If that's the case, we'll be well into the 50s.
All right.
So that's something to look forward to, Marshall.
That's a little something to look forward to.
I'm looking forward to.
You're looking forward to?
This Saturday.
Why?
Our town does this every year. They have their holiday parade. It is absolutely fabulous. It consists of all the nearby towns with their fire trucks, and they decorate the fire trucks to the hilt with Christmas lights and wreaths. There's music being played. There are a couple of sponsors of the parade that have actual floats, and some people are dancing on the floats. And, you know, of course, in the last one is Santa. They have a huge pickup truck, and they decorate the whole pickup truck, and they have Santa in this big, big chair with elves all around waving to the kids, and he's throwing out little toys. Everybody stays in their cars, and you watch the parade from the streets that it's going down in your cars, which makes it, number one, very safe, but it's always been that way. But this year it'll be especially good because of COVID. So you watch in your cars. The parade takes about 15 minutes to pass from one end to the other. And then from there, I go to our annual Christmas dinner party in Tappan, which started off with 16 people and now down to 12.
Well, you can better you can better social distance with 12.
Yeah, and not only that, the six of the 12 are the six of us who live right here.
Okay.
And who have been going from house to house every weekend now that we can't go in the diners or the restaurants. And we've been doing, you know, everybody's been taking turns in the house. So those six I'm not worried about. And the other six are coming from Long Island. And those six happen to be going places too in their own little crowd. And thank goodness they have not been sick. So
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get two tables of six and put the other six at a different table?
Well, that's not my party.
Well, you can still party at two different tables.
I understand that, but it's the way they set it up. Huh. I mean, you know, we walk in, they have it all set up. Usually what they do is they put two tables together, but they're very long, and they just go right down the dining room. Huh. And I'm sure that's how they're going to do it again, figuring that if the two tables normally would sit 16 people, the two right now will sit 12, and there'll be more distance between each person.
Maybe they should put those plastic panels between each of you.
Yeah, right. You think they're going to go that far? I doubt it. But the dinner is really very lovely. It usually starts off with, you know, they bring out homemade bread, which is absolutely delicious, you know, and some cheese spreads and stuff like that. And then comes the salad. And then the first appetizer is homemade manicotti. And I have to say, this guy Michael, who makes them, he rolls his own dough, stuffs them and everything. He absolutely makes them delicious. He makes 100 of them, and everyone gets two, and the rest is frozen. And he uses it. Well, some he uses for Christmas, yeah. And then whatever's left, I guess they eat whenever they can. And then that's followed by an unbelievable smorgasbord of food. filet mignon, chicken parmesan, sausage and peppers, peas, potatoes. I'm trying to remember, turnips. I mean, it just keeps coming out. Asparagus. I mean, one thing after the other. And you sit and you eat for about an hour and a half. And then everybody takes a break. They start cleaning up. The rest of the crew goes in the den or the living room for a while, and then they set up the dessert table, which goes from one end to the other. And I have been known to bring my rainbow cookies every year. And last year I didn't. Last year I brought my Danish pinwheels, as per Martha Stewart. And while people tasted them, the biggest complaint was, where's the rainbow cookies?
Yeah.
So this year I will make the rainbow cookies, and I will bring the rainbow cookies.
Back to rainbow cookies you go.
That's it. It's a two-day affair to do those. But it's the only holiday get-together on my list this year. That's it. And if they didn't have it, there'd be none.
Well, let's see. I'm having a holiday get-together with my dog and with my cats. And then I'll have a holiday get-together with the cats here at the station. So that's it.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that, do you?
No, I
don't have to wear a mask or anything.
Well, no, I make the cats wear a mask.
Oh, the cat's going to wear a mask. Okay.
Yeah. You can't be too careful.
Yeah, well, anyhow, so that's it. Were you concerned about the report yesterday that two of the people had an allergic reaction to?
No, because
that's going to happen.
It's
right?
going to happen. It's going to happen over here too. They caught it very quickly. It goes into the info bank. So now they've changed the rules. I think where people that are prone to allergic reactions. You'll be asked that question, and if you are prone to allergic reactions, you'll have to put off getting the shot until they find out what caused that. So I'm not like, I mean, I think they did like thousands of people yesterday in England, and two people had an allergic reaction, and they weren't the people, they were people that were giving the shots.
Also, I heard that they were also people who carried around needles with them for allergic reactions.
Yeah, and so if you're a person that needs that, you're just not going to be able to get it until they can verify that it's not going to do any damage to you.
Right.
So
right.
So that doesn't concern me. No, not at all. Not at all. That doesn't concern me at all. I'm more concerned about the people that don't wear masks and don't do social distancing. That concerns me. I think that they can control the other thing. So.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, what the heck? You know, it is what it is. We got to deal with what we got to deal with. Yesterday, over 3,000 people died. First time. 3,000 people. Over 3,000 died yesterday.
In the United States or the world?
In the United States.
That's a lot of people.
Over 3,000.
Yeah, but look at it this way. You know, back at the onset of this, in New York, we were scoring, unfortunately, 1,000 people a day.
Yeah, but this is 3,000.
It's also the United States.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, though.
It's a lot of people.
It's going to be well over 300,000, probably 320,000 by the time Christmas comes around. That's just you look at those numbers, and it's just staggering.
It's just staggering.
Oh well, Pat. We'll always look on the bright side of life, though.
Yep, let's try to do that. And today will be a bright day. So enjoy it.
All right, now we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast and COVID-19 and their dinner.